Call in your dragons meditation. The dragons are both symbolic and real when they appear in a dream. They are real fourth-dimensional elementals with their own intelligence and programs of service. They are more independent than earth elementals like gnomes, fairies, and elves. And they have returned to the earth at this time to help humanity regain understanding in these changing times. Hi, this is Maureen St. Germain. I hope your dragon will teach you his or her name. Just never reveal that to anyone. Having the name of your dragon means that you can call them in, and the dragon is inviting you to do so. One woman who did receive a name said to herself, "That's not a name for a dragon." And of course, she immediately burst out laughing because she knew her dragon had a sense of humor and would help her see the joy and laughter in life. Why do we need their help? With all these changes, there can be false starts, misdirection, ambiguity, and uncertainty. The dragons stand for clear seeing. They stand for knowing. Looking at word meanings, we find that in both the East and the West, dragon comes from the root word to see clearly. Thus, the dragons bring clarity. They stand for unlimited possibilities. And who doesn't need more possibilities? The dragon's colors are unique. The dragons have the ability to shapeshift and to influence their colors. They can be any color of the rainbow or multicolored. They can be iridescent or pure white. When you call in your dragon, you may get to see their colors. I told a friend how to ask for his dragon. He was a chiropractor who had fallen on hard times. He didn't believe me when I told him. I insisted and then left the room. When I returned a few moments later, the tears in his eyes showed me he had seen his dragon. His dragon was pure white, but also iridescent. He was amazed. I'm getting more and more feedback from clients who are thanking me for introducing the idea and alerting them to the dragon's help. One woman called me to tell me her dragons made it possible for her to make it to class on time and in record time. Another friend coming to see me was traveling on the most difficult highway in the USA, according to truckers. It's also known as the Cross Bronx Freeway. And he made it in record time and also found parking right in front of my building in Manhattan. Use this meditation a few times until you are given the name or names of the dragons that you are working with, or until you feel comfortable that they are helping you. It is their pleasure to serve you. So let's begin. Picture yourself in a peaceful location. It is a beautiful physical space, a garden that makes you happy. It's a beautiful day and the sun is shining. The sky is clear and blue. A cool breeze is blowing so that you can stay cool in the sunlight. You can see the mountains behind you and look in the distance and can see the ocean, just making it out on the horizon. You tell yourself, what an amazing and beautiful location. You remind yourself how grateful you are for this awesome weather, the beautiful garden, and suddenly you notice there are now clouds in the sky that were not there before. You look again and realize the clouds are in the shapes of dragons. Dragons? Really? Yes, you wonder out loud. Those are dragons. I've never noticed them before. Yes, for sure they are dragons. I wonder why I am seeing this. Next, as you gaze at these beautiful clouds, the dragon clouds, out from one of the clouds becomes a beautiful dragon, and it seems to fly right up to you. As it hovers near you, you can see its beautiful, radiant color. As it comes close to you, hovering just above you, your dragon introduces himself to you. He says, or she says, "I'm here to help you with discernment. I'm here to help you with getting to the truth. I'm here to give you clarity and understanding of the situations and circumstances you encounter. I'm here to help you get where you need to go faster. You respond, "Wow, that's amazing. Would you give me your name?" You remember that knowing the name of your dragon is important, so you ask, "Are you really here to help me?" "Yes," the dragon responds, and then gives you their name. You now ask, "I would like to call on you for help. Thank you for giving me your name. I will definitely call on you to help me gain greater clarity in my day. I will call on you to get to the truth. I will certainly remember you when I'm looking for clarity and understanding of the situations and circumstances that I encounter. And I'm definitely going to ask for your help when I need to get somewhere faster." Now, if you receive a name, don't tell anyone, not even your best friend, because it's a secret, like the password to your bank account. You want to honor the dragon for befriending and helping you, and you want to be able to let it serve only you. Some people have more than one dragon helping them. That's okay. Some people are dragon people and have always been attracted to dragons. If that's you, then you have much to be grateful for, since you've probably had dragon helpers all your life. Thank your dragons for being part of your world, and thank you for listening.